Hello everyone and welcome to the Apple Juice Show, where we bring you the latest in how to protect and convenient juice form. Episode 24 for Monday, November 10th, 2008. You can find us on the web at applejuiceshow.com. Any information, questions regarding, email us info@applejuiceshow.com. This episode is brought to you by Core Cases. Please use the promo code APPLEJUICE and receive $5 off any order or off any purchase. Email us sales@applejuiceshow.com if interested in any sponsorship. We've got two reviews today. We've got the Flip Mimeo from Flip. So we've got really, really nice video camcorder. You know, it's sleek with one touch recording. You just push one button. I mean, greatest thing it could ever be. So it's built in up to 60 minutes of high quality video. It's a rechargeable lithium ion battery, charges via USB. It's 4 hours of recording time per charge. So I charge it and I can record 4 hours of a video. I mean, it only fits up to 60 minutes, but you put it on your computer, take it out, video again for another hour, another two more, 3 hours. It's child safe. So mode, because you can prevent it from accidental deletions of clips, which is great. Fast lens, great for bright light results, great for low and bright. It's got a 2x digital zoom, a 1.5 color high brightness transflective display for easy recording and super clear viewing in bright sunlight. We've got a flip-out USB, so basically you just plug it in. We've got TV connector, so it's including with the watch TV, watch videos on your TV. And a tripod mount fits on any standard tripod. So on the bottom, it's got a little hole where you screw it onto a tripod, and you can use it as a tripod. I mean, so that's really great. You can also buy, a USB cable if it's not going to plug into your computer. It comes with software that you can install. The Flip Video Action Mount actually has a action mount you can purchase for $14.99 extra. So, I mean, all these features that I just told you about, you get for $180. You go to theflip.com. Link will be in the show notes. So let's run down here the specifications. We got 2 gigabytes of memory, internal memory, which is 60 minutes. We got a 1.5 translucent TFT screen. The screen resolution is 528x132. The video resolution is 640x480. We've got 30 frame rates per second. They're constant frame rate. 4 megabytes per second for the video bit rate. The video format is advanced profile MPEG-4, and you can saved as an AVI file. It's got fixed focus. You got smooth multi-step 2x digital zoom. It's got 8 touch-sensitive capacitive buttons, power, play, delete, record, and 4-way navigation. It's got a built-in flip-out USB arm. So, I mean, it's a great, great video recorder. I mean, I'd take it around. I went to a bunch of conferences this summer. I took it around, and man, it was the best thing I ever had. I did interviews with it. I mean, I still have to edit the interviews, but I mean, great, great Flip. I mean, it's awesome. So if you're looking for something that's gonna produce some kind of video, not like a video podcast, you could slightly probably do a vlog from the Flip Mimeo, but a flip is a great camcorder if you're going to go out, on mini trips and, you want to record some family moments there or something. You know, you got the Flip, you pull it out, click record, bam, you're already recording. So great. That would be a great purchase for $180. Comes with a little case that you have a little case, and then it comes with the connectors to the TV. Great, great case there. Off to our next review product. We've got the Bamboo by Wacom. Really nice Bamboo. It's just a pen tablet, basically, and it's comfortable for and natural for a way to work, giving you a supplement of a keyboard input and helping reduce mouse stress related on your hand and wrist. So basically, it's a pen, and it's a big, it's like a big pad, and you use the pen as a mouse, and when you like you hover over it, and it's a mouse, and then when you click down, you write. It basically writes. I mean, I've tried writing, and it's not the best thing to write with. If you're gonna be like writing a paper or something like that, I would recommend a keyboard. All computers come with keyboard mostly. So basically, it's good for more towards the people that are like used to painting and good for Adobe Illustrator. I mean, here it says it's good for Mac, Inkwell. It combines with Microsoft Windows Vista and Office 2007 to handwrite emails. I don't know about handwriting emails. Entering text by hand anywhere typed from the text section accepted. Navigate your desktop with flick of the pen and more. Yep. Works with Mac and PC. As you know, I use it on a Mac, so works. I mean, it works really great. I mean, I've used it with Illustrator. I've learned some things in Illustrator and using the pen tool and everything like that with this. So I mean, this is great if you're a big Adobe Illustrator user, or I mean, you can Photoshop is also you could use it with Photoshop. I've used it with Photoshop, but Adobe Illustrator, these pen tools are great for Adobe Illustrator, because you know you're always using the pen tool, because it's the basic thing there in Adobe Illustrator to use. So great thing, has a couple buttons on the top, a scroll wheel to use the scroll on the websites and everything like that. I've used it as a mouse. It works interesting. So you can purchase the one I have is actually $80, so it's a great buy. We've got the tech specs right here. Let's tell you here. It's the tablet size is 7.88 inches and by 7.36 inches. The height is a 0.3. We got the active area, which is a 5.8 inches width and the 3.7 inches diameter. The pressure sensitivity is 512 levels. We got four express keys. Finger sensitive tip is touch ring. We got the color options is black only, so it's only black. It only comes in black. That's for the one I'm talking about, the one I have. And you got a one-year warranty. It comes with a USB cable, installation guide, pen tablet, a little pen tablet holder. So I mean, great thing to have. We've got different ones. I mean, head over to Wacom, and you can see all the ones they have. I was specifically using the bamboo, not the bamboo fun, but the bamboo black. So $80. That's pretty much it for the reviews. We have some news actually. Apple actually has released has not released yet. We are waiting. They've released the beta 2 to developers, and I mean, there's been some great talks about the beta 2 iPhone 2.2 firmware for beta 2 2.2 iPhone firmware was released late October. I don't know if I talked about this in one of the past episodes, but this is something new that's come up. It's called Apple's Active Podcast Downloads. It's going to be in the new future. So what you'll be able to do is you'll be able to only download 10. Basically, I believe it's in the iTunes store where you'll be able to download podcasts, which is a great surprise. I mean, I've been wanting this feature. So I mean, I'll be syncing my iPhone less likely to my computer because we're able to. That's basically all I sync my iPhone for is either to update some apps, put some apps on there, music, and maybe put a movie in there when I'm going to travel. But podcasting is mostly, I sync it for all my podcasts. So this would be great because I'll be able to sync my podcast. Like if I'm on Wi-Fi, go to a Wi-Fi hotspot, sync a podcast or two. But On 3G, we'll be only able to download 10 megabytes. A podcast that is 10 megabytes or less. So, I mean, that's kind of surprising. It's not that much surprising because in the App Store, 10 megabytes or over, you have to download it over Wi-Fi. So that's something I'm looking forward to trying this out. So as soon as this hits the update hits the hits iTunes, I'll download and do a big full review because I've been waiting for this for a while. AT&T's CEO confirms iPhone tethering coming soon. So Mobile Crunch reveals that during the interview at the Web 2.0 Summit. So the Web 2.0 Summit was going on this past week. AT&T's mobility CEO, Ralph De La Vega, confirmed AT&T will be offering an official tethering option for iPhone soon. Tethering process is by which the iPhone acts as a 3G modem for your laptop. This would allow you to share your iPhone's cellular connection with your laptop. So that's what iPhone tethering is. A third-party tethering application option called NetShare, which I use, very nice app, briefly appeared in the App Store before it was removed from Apple. AT&T traditionally charges additional $30 a month for tethering option on their other smartphones. MacRumors has separately heard that the tethering capability is expected to be built into the 2.2 firmware. So, if this tethering capability... We're already paying $30 a month for 3G on our iPhones. I think we should not be allowed. I mean, we shouldn't have to pay extra because we're already paying $30 a month, and that's for 3G. So basically, we're paying what we should be paying for a tethering plan. And I think that people will start buying iPhones. More people, like companies, a bunch of companies. I know a bunch of companies that have Blackberries, and they use the Blackberries to tether. Blackberries are used to tether. So, I mean, a bunch of companies are doing that. But I know now a bunch of companies are actually switching over to AT&T and giving the choice of them getting the iPhone. And so a bunch of people are getting the iPhone, but they're still having to have the 3G chips, 3G modems, because the iPhone does not offer tethering unless you jailbreak it or unless you got NetShare like me. But I think that it should be much, much more easier than it is to NetShare, because NetShare, what I have to do is basically I have to go into my settings. Then I have to go into my wireless settings and choose a different... I have different network settings. So I have one for home. I have one for my iPhone. And when I go to my iPhone one, I have to go to my iPhone one and create a network. Then go into my iPhone. Go into the network, change some settings there, put in some numbers there, and then connect to it, then open up NetShare, then wait a couple minutes, and then it's connected. So, I mean, I don't know if any of you have, is that what you guys are going through if you guys have NetShare? But if you aren't, then let me know, and maybe you can help me find a better way to use NetShare on my computer, using it. But, so, I mean, if Apple puts this in the new update and AT&T allows it, I would be, I mean, really happy to hear about this. I mean, none of us have been hearing that they're going to put it in the update, but everybody's saying that it possibly is going to be an update. So there's no rumors out there that's saying we're going to build it into the 2.2 firmware. We've just heard that it's possible that they will put it in, and they haven't announced how much we're going to be paying, or if we're going to be paying extra. Because if we're going to be paying extra, then I'm sticking with NetShare. That's what's called for me, because I'm not going to be paying $30-$40 a month when I can be paying the same and I'm using NetShare. But for it to be easier, I mean, Bluetooth is an option. You could do Bluetooth, because I know a bunch of phones that use Bluetooth to dial out, or simply just by plugging in your USB and going into the iPhone, clicking a setting saying, all right, connect using NetShare, or tether this instead of syncing it with iTunes. So we just have to see how that's going to work. I mean, basically, oh, actually, we have some other news. AT&T is actually given us, way back then, they actually put out some free Wi-Fi for AT&T users, like Starbucks and the airports. So we would be able to get, so finally, AT&T is offering free wireless to iPhone users, including Starbucks locations. So there was a text message last week or so saying that AT&T's free message, it's a free message from AT&T and text message, that your Apple iPhone now has free Wi-Fi access to thousands of hotspots nationwide, including Starbucks. For more info, visit AT&T.com/Wi-Fi, AT&T Wi-Fi. So, I mean, great to know, because back in a while back, they announced it. And a little while later, like a couple days later, they just closed it up. So AT&T knows Wi-Fi is hot, and free Wi-Fi is even hotter, which is why free AT&T Wi-Fi access is now available for Apple iPhone customers at thousands of hotspots nationwide, including Starbucks. Users can relax and access music, email, and web browsing services with their favorite blend in hand from the comfort of their nearest location. For information, visit AT&T.com/AT&T Wi-Fi. So, customers can locate free Wi-Fi hotspots through AT&T's online tool, or can look in Starbucks using this tool. So different tools we can use. But in order to access it from our iPhone, access the AT&T wireless from our iPhone, we must activate the Wi-Fi on the settings in your iPhone, which mine's already done. You select the AT&T Wi-Fi from the list of available networks. You enter your 10-digit mobile number, check the agree box, tap continue, and then we'll receive a text message with a secure link to the AT&T Wi-Fi hotspot. You will not be charged for the text message, which is great because I have limited text messaging. The SMS link will be only valid for 24 hours at your location it was requested. Another request must be submitted when you are using another hotspot location. You open the text message and tap the thing, and you have 24-hour access to AT&T Wi-Fi. So that's pretty much the basic Apple news, you know, we have every week. We did some reviews. That's pretty great reviews. I like these both products. So check them out again. The links will be in the show notes. So I mean the App Store, so many apps to review. I cannot pick any because, you know, they're so great. If you guys find a app that you like and you would like to be reviewed, please email us or leave a comment after the show, or email us info@applejuiceshow.com. Leave a comment on the site, applejuiceshow.com. I mean, so just find an app that you want. You say, all right, I like this app. It looks cool. I want the Apple Juice Show to review it. We will review it for you, and we will release it on one of our podcasts. So, if you are trying to be a podcaster or interested in trying to podcast, email me info@applejuiceshow.com. I can give you comments, tips, anything like that. If you have an iPhone and you would like to review the app, review it and make an audio file with your voice, review the app, email, compress it into MP3, email us, I'll put it in the podcast, and we can listen to your review. So this has been episode 24 of the Apple Juice Show. My pleasure recording this for you guys every week. You can visit us on the web, applejuiceshow.com, twitter.com/gdridge. Follow up, get all those followers. 500, something might happen at 500. We might do a little giveaway. I'm not sure. I've always talked about doing a giveaway, but get 500 followers, and my 500 follower will probably get a prize if you have an iPhone. If not, we'll see what we can do. Thanks for listening to the Apple Juice Show.